keys that are going to make this a good night for the Broncos?
Well, let's start with number one, the guys on the bubble. You want to see them play well, and obviously for themselves they want to play well. You're looking at particularly deep positions, defensive tackle, cornerback, safety, offensive line. A lot of guys are playing for their roles on the 53-man or maybe on the practice squad. Watch those. Also watch running back, a position we've touched on as well. Y'all talked about Capri Bibbs. Jawan Thompson, number 40, has had an impressive preseason leading the Broncos in rushing. So watch how he does and whether he can earn a spot on the roster. Second key, Brandon McManus, the new kicker, got acquired via trade from the Giants this week. You know, very strong leg. Actually, I'm understating it to say strong. It's a cannon. 72% of his kickoffs the last 2 years have gone for touchbacks, mostly at sea level because he's playing in New York this year. 10 out of 11 kickoffs this preseason have gone for touchbacks. Strong leg. Very small sample size on place kicking, though. He's 3 of 3, all from outside 45 yards on field goal attempts in the last two camps. So maybe you want to get him some field goals and see where he's at in terms of his consistency on his place kicks. And then the third key, we talked about Zach Dysart earlier. And really, he's got to have a good game when he gets in there, not just for himself, but also he's got to show that a third quarterback is worthy of a place on the roster with so much depth that we talked about. You know, he's not just he's competing against, say, a sixth cornerback, a fifth defensive tackle, a ninth offensive lineman. Dysart's got to prove that a third quarterback who's unlikely to play in the regular season, barring a disaster, is more worthy of that spot than those other positions, which may well see some playing time. That's what I want to see tonight.